The Seattle indie rock band Ravenna Woods has a reputation for high-energy live performances and songs that tell quirky personal stories. Songwriter Chris Cunningham writes lyrics, he says, inspired by writers like Franz Kafka. The songs are full of dense rhythms backed by an unconventional drum arrangement. Ravenna Woods came into our studios recently to play a few songs from their new release, The Jackals. Chris Cunningham and drummer Matt Badger spoke to us.
This song is called Border Animals.
Down below, I'd gladly take a bullet for you, friend. You should know, I tried to help you, tried to lure.
Chris Cunningham, he's on lead vocals and guitar. Matt Badger is on drums. What makes them unconventional, by the way?
You know, in normal setups, there's a trap kit with a kick pedal and a hi-hat pedal, and all limbs are kind of functioning to keep the beat. But this is sort of, I flatten it all out here. I have all the drums facing upwards, and I'm playing down with my hands in sort of more of a percussion drum line kind of way, and totally changed my perspective.
So how does that change for something like Border Animals?
For Border Animals, it's just all this kind of bounding, bouncing beat that holds steady, but the toms are just kind of rolling along, and it's the most complete use of the kit that I've had so far.
Because it wants your fear. It wants your hope.
What else would you say about Border Animals? Because it is bounding is a good word for that.
Yeah, that is a good word for it, definitely. I don't think that I could play, I mean, I grew up playing drums, and I definitely don't think I could play what Matt's playing on the, I mean, just the thought that you don't have a foot to hit the kick pedal and that you're replacing that with a hand is just, it's mind-boggling.
We're talking to Ravenna Woods. What's Border Animals about?
Border Animals is a song that's just kind of about, God, you I hate talking about what songs are about, but you're Steve Sharon. I love you.
That's good. You could also say, you know,
no, it's
you can make something up.
No, Border Animals is a song that's about down below, I'd gladly take a bullet for you, friend.
Yeah, it's a pretty intense beginning of a song.
Yeah, no, it's kind of, for me, that song is about, you could relate it to like the Snowden stuff in NSA and like just this totalitarian kind of idea of a totalitarian government, or like it's kind of got a 1984 vibe.
Border Animals from Ravenna Woods' new release, The Jackals. Ravenna Woods is Chris Cunningham, lead vocalist, songwriter, guitar, Matt Badger on that unconventional drum setup, Sam Miller, Brantley Duke, Nick Danielson on various keyboards, percussions, and bass combinations. Independent bands have to work pretty hard to be heard in the current music economy. There's a lot of competition. Ravenna Woods put out a full-length demo, Demons and Lakes, in 2010. They followed that with an EP, Valley of the Headless Men. They got good reviews for their music, leading to live shows at clubs and airplay on KEXP and other stations. In the past, the band has paid to put out their own records. This time, Chris Cunningham said, they turned to Kickstarter.
We wanted to do things a little bit more like it would be if you had a label. And one of those things is, you know, PR. So the funding was to try to have more of a real release. You know, if you just release a record and it's like, hey, everyone, we released a record. It's, you know, if you have local support, you know, it'll make a little ripple, but having someone who is contacting, you know, hundreds and hundreds of publications and being like, listen to this.
They raised almost $8,200 on Kickstarter, and it must have worked. I was contacted. I was intrigued. Drummer Matt Badger says that with Kickstarter, they can build on the audience that has already found an affinity with their music.
This new relationship that we've been able to afford has definitely, you know, we're optimistic that there's a wider reach, you know, with a very direct purpose as opposed to kind of casting it out and hoping it falls in the right ears, you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That you have a little more control, but also you have a little more of a path forward.
Right.
Because you know who you're talking to.
Right. Yeah.
Tell me about this song, Kenya, because you went to Africa?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a friend living in Kenya in the Maasai Mara, who's a captain of a team of rangers out there and doing conservation work. He protects, like, the elephants and the rhinos from poachers. Amazing, amazing guy. And so he was down the Maasai Mara, and I had another friend who's filming a documentary in Nairobi, and I really, really wanted to go. Anyways, the song Kenya was kind of about that idea of, like, I think how a lot of people double think things that can be kind of transformative experiences, and we just let ourselves pass by them because they're scary or they're too big of an inconvenience. And so it was after I wrote the song that I was like, I'm going.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, the song helped you make up your mind.
You know, it was something. It was probably unconsciously, yeah.
You didn't want to become the protagonist.
Yeah, I couldn't be I couldn't be lecturing to myself singing.
Talking with Ravenna Wood, their new release, The Jackals. Chris Cunningham, he's on lead vocals and guitar. The Stranger said The Jackals will become the soundtrack to your dark and stormy nights. How would you characterize your music?
I've always joked around with my friends. I think I have reversed seasonal affective disorder because I this is my time right now. Like, I love overcast weather, not a big sunny day guy.
And what do you end up writing when you're walking around in weather like this?
I mean, I would say that I'm more charged just in general. Like, I'm a more active writer. More comes out just because, like, there's something about how encapsulating, you know, the overcast sky is, and like, it's just like it charges me in a way. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but like, when it's sunny outside and just hot and sweaty, like, I just feel sapped. I'm like, I don't belong here.
Bare branches,
yeah,
overcast sky, leaves have fallen already.
Hope left.
And then you bring a snappy beat on top of it.
Hey, that's right. Man,
recommend.
And that's rock and roll. Because that was the theory I
right had. Yeah, there's so Radiohead, many songs that are just the lyrics when you really get in there, like, okay, that's yeah. Yeah,
I mean, Cat Stevens' Trouble is like one of the happiest sounding terribly sad songs.
I mean, do you go for that in your own music?
To have
that
yes,
happy sound? And
I think a lot of those artists that inspire me or us have that built into it. You know?
And I wouldn't use the word happy, but like pretty.
Yeah, Chris, you said Kafka, influences of Kafka.
Absolutely.
Really?
Mm, yeah, very much so.
Explain.
I love Kafka, and I read him constantly. I have this old beat-up book of his that I carry around. It has a lot of his short stories, and I'm a huge fan of his, like, I think he calls them meditations.
What's he doing for you?
Like, a very central thing for me is dreams and, like, surreal, and that's what he connects with for me. Like, I'm a person who has a lot of dreams, and they're often very strange, and so you read Kafka stories, and I just feel, you know, as I'm sure you know, like, a man wakes up in bed, and he's a giant bug. And or The Country Doctor is one of my favorite Kafka stories, and it's just this, it has this foreboding, it's not a direct horror, you know, that's there, but it's this foreboding feeling of malevolence that's like just under the surface, and it's something that for whatever reason just kind of charges me in an art way, an artistic way.
You could say our weather is a little bit like that, couldn't you?
Yeah, so there we go, we're starting to patch foreboding. It together
with foreboding, yeah. Yeah.
All right, this song is called Centralia. Your bones are dust, they say. Your heart lives in
this place, so I came to hear you. I waited there for days, but nothing came. No voice, no hate-filled phantom lingering in time and space.
Centralia from the band Ravenna Woods. Ravenna Woods is Chris Cunningham, Matt Badger, Sam Miller, Brantley Duke, Nick Danielson. Their new release is The Jackals. Our session, live music in our studios, was engineered by Tim Meinink and mixed by Rob Springer. This is The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.
It's The Record on KUOW. And Steve, coming up next hour, we got a story about it. Is it marbled murrelet or murrelet?
Is that a dish that you're serving somewhere?
No, it is not. It is a bird. It's a threatened bird. It's a sale. It's actually a story about a controversial land sale that benefits the University of Washington. Ashley Ahern has that story.
Okay, you're quizzing me. What battle during World War II was fought on U.S. soil, and where was it?
On U.S. soil, Pearl Harbor.
No, I don't know. Did we actually fight there? I mean, I guess we fought. All right, what other battle? In the Aleutian Islands.
I already got one. Oh, okay.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
We're going to talk about a novel based on the battle in the Aleutians during World War II. That's all coming up. You can also hear some bonus tracks of Ravenna Woods at our website, kuow.org.